Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. Thanks for tuning in to Here, There, and Everywhere. This is What's Your Ruth, and I'm coming to you this morning, 8/24/2013. It's 8 a.m. I love mornings. You know, we've got all this news going on, things happening around the world. Really, 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 what do you think about it? You know, those crisis actors are really something. They go by the script. I saw one little girl holding her little Koran up and just had her head covered, looked so sweet. But you know what? Then I saw a picture of a pile of dead animals that had been gassed. And then I saw other people that had been gassed. So I don't know. Hard to say, huh? We don't know. Satan turns the truth inside out and upside down. But certainly we should be discerning and trying to figure out what's going on. And the only way I know of to really figure out what's going on is to go to the scriptures. A lot of people never open up the Old Testament. They have this preconceived idea that it's old stuff, which has always kind of confused me because In my humble opinion, it contains almost all of it is prophetic for today. And if you read it prophetically, it gives you a lot of information. Wow, holy macaroni. So was listening to Pastor J.D. I don't know if you've ever heard of that guy before this morning, and he was talking about, and I didn't get a chance to go through the whole program because I was getting ready for this, but talking about numbers, and I have 3 fives in my birthday. That's really freaky, you know that? Freaks me out. Anyway, Amos is an awesome book. It has a lot of prophecy in it, so I'm just going to kind of skim around a little bit here. Talking about the end of the times and the prophetic vision that Amos was given by the God, Jehovah, great Jehovah God. And he says that he reports that the Lord roars like a ferocious lion from his lair, from his temple on Mount Zion. And then the pastures are withered and dried out. He will not leave Damascus unpunished. I will snap the bars that lock the gates of Damascus and kill her people as far away as the plain of Avon, and the people of Syria shall turn to Kir as slaves. The Lord has spoken. I will not let the people go unpunished. She sent my people into exile, selling them as slaves into Edom. I will set fire to the walls of Gaza, and all her forts shall be destroyed. I will kill the people of Ashdod and destroy Ekron, and the king of Ashkelon, and all the Philistines will be perished. So the Lord God, I've spoken. The people of Tyre have sinned over and over. I will never forget it or leave them unpunished. I will set fire to the walls of Tyre. I will burn them down and all the forts and all the palaces. Because Edom has sinned over and over, I'm not going to forget it. I'm going to set fire to Teman, and it will burn down all the forts of Bozrah. The people of Ammon have sinned again and again, and I won't forget it. I will set fire to the walls of Rabbah, and it will burn down all their forts and all their palaces. The people of Moab have sinned again and again. I will not leave them unpunished anymore. I will send a fire on Moab, and I will destroy the palaces. I will destroy their kings and their leaders. The Lord says, the people of Judah have sinned again and again. I will not forget it. I will destroy Judah with fire and burn down all of Jerusalem and the palaces and the forts. The people of Israel have sinned again and again. I will not forget that. They have sinned, and I will not leave them unpunished. My people of Israel have perverted justice. They have accepted bribes. They have sold the poor into slavery. They have not forgiven them, even though they could not repay their debt. They trade them for a pair of shoes. They trample the poor in the dust and kick aside the meek. And a man and his father, they defile the same temple girl, corrupting my holy name. And even at their feasts, they lounge in fine clothing that they have stolen from their debtors. They take their sacrifices of wine into my temple, that which they purchased with stolen money. They have forgotten what I've done for them. They have not remembered what I've done, that I cleared the land of the Amorites for them, that I took the people, the Amorites, who were as tall as the tallest cedar trees. And these were the people that were as strong as the oak trees. And I, Jehovah God, the great Jehovah God, lopped off their fruit and cut up their root. And then I brought you out of Egypt. I led you through the desert. And then I chose your sons to be Nazarites. Yes. And you encouraged them to drink wine to silence them. You will be judged. Listen, this is your doom. It is spoken by the Lord against both Israel and Judah and the entire family brought out of Egypt, all the people of the earth. I have chosen you alone. That is why I must punish you even more for all of these sins. How can I walk with you, and how can we walk together when your sin is so great between us? How could I be the lion that roars? Why would I be roaring like a lion if I did not have a reason? And the fact is I'm getting ready to destroy you, even as a young lion when it growls and it shows like it's ready to eat its food. Because I've warned you, and you didn't turn away from your sin. And a trap doesn't snap shut unless it's stepped on. And your punishment is well deserved. The alarm has been sounded, so listen in fear, for I, the Lord, am sending disaster into your land. And therefore, I have sent my prophets out to warn you. This I now have done. The lion has roared. Tremble in fear. The Lord God has sounded. I dare not to refuse it. I proclaim it. Listen to the announcement. Therefore, the Lord says, an enemy is coming. He is surrounding you, and he will shatter your forts and plunder those beautiful homes. With blinding speed, I will not leave you unpunished. The Lord says, Edom, you've sinned over and over. Then the Lord said, what do you see? To see a basket full of ripe fruit. The Lord said, this is the fruit that represents my people. And I will not defer my judgment again. So say this in years to come and tell your people and tell your children to pass it on, this awful story from generation to generation. After the cutter locusts finish eating your crops, the swarmer locusts will take what's left. After them will come the hopper locusts, and then the stripper locusts, too. Wake up and weep, you drunkards, for all the grapes are ruined and all your wine is gone. A vast army of locusts, literally a nation, will cover the land. It is a terrible army, too. It's too numerous to count. With teeth as sharp as those of lions. They have ruined my vines and stripped the bark from the fig trees, leaving trunks and branches white and bare. Weep with sorrow as a virgin weeps, whose fiancé is dead. Gone are the offerings of grain and wine to bring to the temple of the Lord. The priests are starving. Hear the crying of the ministers of God. Alas, this day, this is a day of punishment. It's on its way. Destruction from the Almighty is almost here. Our food will disappear before our eyes. All joy and gladness will be ended in the temple of our Lord. The seed will rot in the ground, and the barn and the granaries will be empty. The grain is dried up in the field. The cattle groan with hunger. The herds stand perplexed, for there is no pasture for them. The sheep will bleat in misery. Help us, O Lord. For the heat has withered the pastures and burned up all the trees. Even the wild animals cry because the pastures are scorched. Let the blast of the warning and the trumpet be heard on my holy mountain, and let the people tremble in fear, for the day of the Lord's judgment is approaching. It's a day of darkness and gloom and black clouds and thick darkness. What a mighty army that covers the mountains like night. How great and powerful those people are. Like, the likes of them have never been seen, never will again. fire goes from them and follows them from every side. And ahead of them, the land lies, fair as Eden's garden in its beauty, but they destroy it to the ground, and not one thing will escape. Yes, dead bodies will be scattered everywhere. They will be carried out of the city in silence. The Lord has spoken it. Yes. You who long for Sabbath to end and the holidays to be over, so that you can get out and start cheating again, using your unequal scales and your undersized measures. You who make the sheaves of the poor. Yes, you who trade those slaves for a piece of silver or a pair of shoes, selling them into poverty. The Lord says, pride of Israel, I won't forget your deeds. Because I have said this land will tremble and everyone in it is going to mourn. It will rise up like a river, like the River Nile at a flood time, and it's going to be tossed about back and forth, and then it sink suddenly again, and at that time I will make the sun go down at noon, darken at the night, in the earth in the daytime. I will turn your parties into a mourning and your songs into joy, will be turned into cries of despair. You'll wear funeral clothes, shave your heads, you're going to be in sorrow. It will be just as if you had just lost your son. And bitterness will be in those days. The day is coming. The time is at hand. Because I am roaring before the land. And it is said that I will send a famine of not just bread and water, but a hearing of my words. Men will wander everywhere, here and there. They'll want to hear the words of the Lord, but they're not going to find it. And I will tell you that those who worshipped idols in Samaria and Dan and Beersheba, they are going to fall and they will never rise again. Because in that day, I will smash the tops of the pillars and shake the temple until the pillars crumble. The roofs will crush down upon those people below, even those that dig down to Sheol. I'm going to reach down there, pull them straight out, and I'm going to bring them down, though they hide among the rocks in the top of the Caramel. I'm going to search them out and capture them. Even if they try to hide at the bottom of the ocean, I plan to send a sea serpent after them. And that sea serpent will devour them. Yes, I have commanded it. The sword will kill them, and I plan to see to it that they receive this. The Lord God of hosts touches this land, and it melts. And all its people will mourn. It rises up like the River Nile in Egypt and sinks again. Ha! Because the upper stories of his home are in the heavens, and the first floor on earth, he calls for a vapor to rise from the ocean, and it pours down as rain upon the ground. the Lord, Jehovah God is his name. Yes. Yes. O people of Israel, are you any more to me than the Ethiopians are? Have I not brought you out of Egypt, done as much for you as other people? I brought the Philistines out, the Syrians out. Yes. The eyes of the Lord are watching you, Israel, sinful nation. I have scattered you across the world, and I have promised that this rooting out will not be permanent, because you will be sifted as grain is sifted. And I will not lose one. Not one kernel of you will be lost. No. But sinners who say, God will not touch me, they will all die by the sword at that time. Yes. And then Edom will be lived in and possessed by Israel. Because this is what I have planned for you, Edom. And say this against the land of Edom. You are to send your armies against Edom and destroy her. I will cut her down to size. Edom, you are proud because you live in those high and accessible cliffs. And you have said to yourself, who can ever get us here? But I, God, the great Jehovah God, say to you, don't fool yourself, Edom, though you soar as high as eagles and build your nest among the stars. I will bring you plummeting down. And it would be far better for you if thieves had come and plundered you at night, or they had, because they would not have taken every single thing from you if your vineyards were robbed of all their fruit. Because at least you would have some gleanings left. But everything will be taken from you. Even your allies will turn against you, Edom. While they promise you peace, really you will find destruction. Your friends that you trusted have set traps for you. And everything you've strategized will come to fail. Because I have spoken it. And in the day, none of your wise men, no, even the wisest of your men will be stupid. I will fill your wise men with stupidity. They will all be confused. They will not know what to do because I will prevent them from thinking, because I will be providing a slaughter for you. Why? You're asking me why? Because you did to your brother Israel what others did. You left them defenseless. And your sins have been exposed. You plundered them and you deserted them. You refused to lift a finger. And then you rejoiced when they were misfortunate. You looted your brother. You made yourself rich at their expense. You stood at the crossroads and killed those trying to escape. You captured survivors and returned them to their enemies in that terrible time. The Lord's vengeance will soon fall upon all of the Gentiles, as you have done to Israel, so it will be done to you. Because I have said it to all the world. The lion roars from the heavens. Your axe will boomerang on your heads. Jerusalem will become, at that time, a refuge. No longer will you drink and stagger, because you will have drunk the cup of my punishment on my holy mountain. All the nations are going to drink from it. There will be no nations then anymore. Deliverers will come to Jerusalem and rule all of Edom. And then the Lord will be king. And we will shout like the shining stars. Because we are not of mere age. It is not mere age that makes men wise. No. Listen to me. Listen to me for a while. I have waited all this time, and listen to me, I'm telling you, I'm convinced that it's not mere age that makes a man wise. No. Rather, it is the Spirit in a man. Yes. It's the Spirit and the breath of the Almighty which makes him intelligent. So listen carefully. Yes. Listen to Job, to what I have to say. I have begun to speak, and let me continue. I will speak the truth with all sincerity. For the Spirit of God has made me, and the Spirit of breath of the Almighty gives me life. And the Spirit causes them to change their mind and keeps them from pride. And it warns them of the penalties of sin and keeps them from falling into a trap. So remain pure and be innocent, because the God, the great creator God, says to look forward to the coming day, the great day of the Lord, and rejoice in all that has to wait for you. For God is greater than any man. And he speaks again in dreams. in visions, and at night. Thanks for tuning in today. God bless you. Hope to see you again tomorrow.